All right, here we go with Boots and Salutes. 938-0600-800-667-3727. As always, the show tends to load up towards the very end, so make sure you get on early to avoid disappointment. Your say. You can go to cjwwradio.com and have your say and vote on today's Internet News Poll question. Portugal has decriminalized opiates. The Canadian Medical Health Association says Portugal claims a 50% increase in people accessing treatment. Do you think opiates should be decriminalized in Canada? Go to cjwwradio.com and make your voice heard. Boots and Salutes. That was a short comment. Hi there, Boots and Salutes.
Hi. This morning I'd like to boot Colin and Jack for missing my salute to them yesterday, please.
Thanks for the call.
You bet. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi there, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to salute those police officers in Saskatoon that saved that man's life in that burning house.
Yes.
And it's very big salute to them, and they took their own lives into their hands, but they saved the man. Thank you.
Thank you. Fire and Protective Services here in Saskatoon, whether there's City Police Service or Saskatoon Fire Department, every day they put their lives on the line in service to you and I. Wherever, for example, it might be a first responder, a volunteer fire department somewhere in Saskatchewan, they do incredible work day in and day out. Right now, City of Saskatoon doesn't have a lot of concrete answers about solving the challenge of railway crossings hindering traffic and emergency crews. But that's in part why police, when they were on the scene, getting involved with the situation. But, for example, there are plans in place that when a train does cause a traffic delay in the city, that they do call in other city city fire halls to come and respond, help respond with an emergency circumstance. For example, here in Saskatoon, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning there, Jay. I'm glad that Brad Wall got a job working for the good government in Alberta now. I can't believe it.
Thanks for the call. Boots and Salutes. Go ahead. Boots and Salutes.
Thanks for the call. Boots and Salutes.
Don't listen to your radio.
Go ahead. Boots and Salutes.
Call back when you're ready to roll. More from the Dog's Breakfast with Steve and Dave after 8 o'clock. That's today. Tomorrow, Child Finds Saskatchewan's 4th Annual Breakfast at the Hilton Garden Inn. If you'd like, we got a phone number here. You can call that and get breakfast there. Support a good cause in the province. Let's stay with the critters for a moment. We have the Dog's Breakfast today. That's of the two-legged variety. The New Hope Dog Rescue Muttstrut, that's of the four-legged variety, goes Sunday. Good luck to all the participants on that. Boots and Salutes.
That guy that phoned in talking about Brad Wall working for government in Alberta, he's working for a private law firm, not the government. Thank you.
Thank you. Boots and Salutes.
Hey, good morning.
Turn down that radio just a touch.
Yeah, it's down.
There we go. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, with the doping and everything, they should have Olympics and everything with no drugs or anything, and then they should do a set where everyone's on steroids, and it would just be unreal.
Do you think you should go one way or the other? Like, either throw that barn door wide open and say, yep, whatever you want to do, it's your body, whatever you want to do and do to it, or you say no for everybody?
I mean, it's fair either way. They're either doing it or they don't.
But none of this halfway business.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. CJWWradio.com if you want to check out. We've got a few pictures from the Dog's Breakfast up. We're going to have more with Dave. More with Steve coming up. It was great to hear from Huskies head coach, football coach, Scott Flory. I'm going to guess he's a little bit sleep-deprived these days, as he was mentioning, but excited and looking forward to the year. This will be year two now for him as head coach of the program. And so maybe just a little bit more comfortable in the shoes left when Brian Towers exited the program. Boots and salutes.
I'd like to give a big size 10 work boot to whoever smashed my driver's side mirror last night on Rosmore Road. Thanks a lot. You're sending me out about $250.
Isn't that a great way to wake up in the morning? You get to your vehicle and whammo. Members of the Swedish team that took off their silver medals during the ceremony at the IIHF World Junior Championships weren't maybe the most sportsmanlike. And because of that, they're going to be now sitting out a bit. Some of the coaches, a couple of the players receiving suspensions. After you watch that game between Canada and the Swedes, do you think that's the right thing for the International Ice Hockey Federation to have done, to have suspended a couple of the players and a couple of the coaches? Or do you pass it off and simply say it was in the heat of the moment? Boots and salutes.
Good morning. Once in a while, you hear an ad that just really, really tickles you, and that one about the Luxor and the wild oats. But rather than the wild oats, if I hear any more about Boucher and they're trying to change their racist justice system, can someone tell me how a healing lodge resembles a penal institution? Why can't, if I commit a crime, why can't I go to a healing lodge? I'd go out and commit a crime tomorrow if I go to something like a five-star hotel. I think they've got to take a look and say, just a minute, it's not all one way.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Boots and salutes.
I have a question for you.
Yeah?
Do you have any idea why your radio station does not give out the lottery numbers anymore?
I know it was a practice that we discontinued.
Why?
You would have to talk to our program director, Dave Thomas, on that.
Oh, him.
Yep.
Him. Okay. Okay, well, thank you. I love your station, but, like, I'm getting a little ticked because I can't get the numbers. But that's all right, I guess. I could get my magnifying glass out and, you know, phone the number, toll-free number on the back of the ticket. So, anyhow, you're doing a great job.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you take care.
You as well.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Boots and salutes.
Good morning. I want to salute my husband last night. I came home from work. My lawn was all raked, and he made me a beautiful dinner.
Can you send him over to my place to rake my lawn while you're at it?
Great partner.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Bye. Oh, and you hung up. Well, that's going to conclude Boots and Salutes today. Back later with more from Prairie Lamb Park and the Dog's Breakfast. Like I said, Dave and Steve took a moment to enjoy a little bit of the breakfast and a little bit of the program that's going on right now at Prairie Lamb Park as the Huskies are right now in spring camp getting geared up for what will be later in the summer fall time here for University of Saskatchewan Husky football on CJWW. Boots and Salutes brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered.